Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit on them. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I begin my message this morning on this celebration of the day of Pentecost, when God's gracious gift of the Holy Spirit is bestowed upon us, with the words of Moses. Many of you noticed that Don read from the Old Testament book of Numbers, and that the second lesson was from 1 Corinthians. Those of us who are familiar with the Episcopal lectionary and who read and study the New Testament know the story of Pentecost, that 50th day from Easter, from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, is a scripture reading that is optionally appointed for the day of Pentecost. It can be read as either the first or the second lesson, or not at all. We'll come back to Acts here in a few minutes. I want to continue with Moses. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses, as he often was during the Exodus, was exhausted and overwhelmed. He has been leading the Israelites away from Egypt into the wilderness of Sinai and Paran, and enduring the complaining and the rebellion of nearly 600,000 people. This is in the first 2 years of the Israelites' journey to the Promised Land. So Moses, in his exhausted state, pleads to God for help. Earlier in chapter 11, verse 14, Moses cries to God, "I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me." God then tells Moses to gather 70 elders and officers of the people and gather them around the tent. All right, quick Bible study. This wasn't just any tent. This was known as the tent of meeting. This is the place where God spoke to Moses and to Moses alone, face to face, away from the others and distant from the camp. And when anyone sought God, they came to the tent to worship and to pray and to ask God for answers and guidance. Years later, in the Promised Land, the Holy Land, the tent becomes the Holy of Holies, where only the most pure, the most righteous people, the most knowledgeable of the Word could enter and be close to God. The care of these people, though, is too much for one person and one tent. So Moses did what God asked him, and he gathered the 70, and the Spirit of God came upon Moses, and some of it was spread out to each of the elders and to the officers. And they prophesied. We hear that word associated with the Holy Spirit often throughout the Bible. It could simply mean God is speaking through you. Not just through Moses inside his tent, but through other people and throughout their tents and throughout the camp. And this upset some who were very close to Moses. They could not understand, they could not accept that the Spirit of God could work through anyone. Anyone but Moses. Even those two men that we heard about who were not at the tent, but one of the 70, and they maybe just didn't get the message and they of the time of day to do this, and they were still in the camp, and the Spirit still found them. Let's listen to Moses again. This is his reply to those who were upset. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them. This was Moses' hope. When I was a young adult Christian, still fresh into my faith journey, which is a nice way of putting, I still didn't know what I was doing. My understanding of the Holy Spirit was that it first came down upon the apostles after the ascension of Christ, because Jesus was no longer with them. As it says in Acts chapter 2, and I didn't know the story of Moses and the 70. I had to continue reading and studying and spend time in the Word to realize that Jesus, at His baptism, the Spirit of God descended on Him from heaven as a dove. And that Jesus was full of the Spirit when He entered the wilderness. So full He had to be so He could withstand 40 days of fasting and prayer and temptation. The same Spirit Jesus then breathed on the disciples, and they then had the strength and the courage to do their great things. That same Spirit Paul talks about in his first letter to the Corinthians. The same Holy Spirit is given in many ways to many people. It is given as wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment. The Spirit touched the people of Corinth, each in their different way. The Spirit touched the 70 in their own way. It touched each apostle in their own way. Brothers and sisters in Christ, some of that same Holy Spirit has been breathed on you and me. We are manifestations of the Spirit. And when we perform our own healings and miracles as nurses and doctors, first responders, police officers, teachers and professors, coaches, as civic leaders and church leaders, we grow in knowledge and wisdom as students and professors and professionals. We should not be surprised, as the people close to Moses were, and the crowd who witnessed those apostles on that day of Pentecost, when God's Spirit works through people we don't expect, and in places we wouldn't believe. Jesus said, I will send you an advocate a strengthener, a comforter, that is the Holy Spirit. We receive that same Spirit when we are baptized and when we receive the Eucharist. We allow the Spirit to flow out from us when we act in love, keeping Jesus' commandments. Paul reminds us that though we are many members, we are all of the one body of Christ and of one Spirit. Now, I said I was going to return to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and I stated it again, because I want you to use this as your Bible study when you go home today or later this week. And let the Spirit guide you as you read it. Amen.